We've learned a lot of cool things about bats so far, but today I will be touching on a very important topic for our species here in North America and Canada. Now that we know how cool they are, we want to protect and preserve our bats as much as we can, right? Unfortunately, those efforts have really been put to the test since 2007 after the discovery of white nose syndrome. The first case was found in my home state, New York, in Albany County in 2007, and has since decimated several species populations of bats here in North America. It was likely introduced from Eurasia from humans on their contaminated gear and equipment used for caving and other like activities. Or it could have been from European cave-aged foods from tourists. Within the past 15 years, it has spread to 39 US states and 7 Canadian provinces. And this spread is, again, likely from human-mediated movement between areas, because the spread patterns are not consistent with normal bat movements and migrations. However, it is not found in Florida, so that may show the southern limits for the fungus to survive. It is primarily spread through direct contact between bats and contaminated surfaces in the fall and winter when they are mating and hibernating. This fungus for white nose syndrome, P. destructans, creates lesions on the ears, nose, muzzle, wings, and tails of hibernating bats. What's unique about bats is their wings and tail are responsible for thermoregulation, gas exchange, water balance, and immune function. But this fungus damages these appendages. Therefore, it disrupts their regulatory processes and causes increased arousal frequency during hibernation. With increased arousal frequency comes loss of fat stores, causing starvation and death for the bats. How can you tell if a bat has this fungus? Take a look at its nose. You will likely see a white fungus growing, which is precisely where the disease got its name. There have been tests for topical, oral, and implanted treatments like antifungal chemicals, volatile organic compounds, probiotic microbes, biopolymers, and vaccines. And only one probiotic treatment and vaccine have shown a decreased rate in mortality in the little brown bat. There is much more research to be done, but if this is something that interests you, consider supporting reputable bat conservation organizations like Bat Conservation International. Thanks for tuning in to our episode on white nose syndrome. We'll see you next time.